on page Nun Aleph, Amid Aleph, 10 lines in the bottom of the page. Starts after the two dots, as they call it in Yeshiva. 51A3. Okay? Itmar, we learned. Kedushin Shem Mesudan Labiyim. Kedushin, which is not given the possibility of having relations. In other words, like this, as example of gifts, we can see a bunch of the cases in the Gemara, but basically the case is that a man comes over to two sisters, and he says, one of you two are married to me. Okay? And they took the coin. Now, obviously, he only wants one of the two. But the fact is, there's a problem over here. Because we don't know which one it is, any woman, he can't live with either of them. Because maybe it's the sister of the woman that he really married. Now, we don't know who he's marrying. He just comes to two women, gives them a coin, and says, one of you two are betrothed to me, mukadeshes to me, right? Now, the bottom line is, we don't know which sister, which woman it is. So each woman he can't live with because it might be the wife's sister. Even if he does a second kedushin to one of them, but that might be not the one that he did the first marriage to, and that may be the sister of the one that he did the marriage to. So the question is this a valid kedushin or not? So Abaya says, have a kedushin. It is a valid kedushin. Rava says, lo have a kedushin. It's not a valid kedushin. It's not valid. Why? So Gemara says like this. Amar Rava said, Barahina Asbarali, this guy by the name of Barahina, explained to me the reason of my din. He explained to me my logic that he learned it out from a pasuk. Because it says in the pasuk, ki yikach ish isho uba'ola, if a man will take a woman and live with her. So what does he learn out from the pasuk? Kedushin amesurim labia. Kedushin that you can have relations with. Because what does the Torah say? If you marry a woman and live with her. Which means, in order for the kedushin to be valid, you have to be able to live with her. But kedushin she'ei mesurim labia, the kedushin that you can't have bia, because like we said in this case, each woman is maybe the sister of the one that you really did marry. Lo yahave kedushin, it's not a valid kedushin. So Abaya says it is a good kedushin. Rava says it's not a good kedushin. Okay? And as Rashi explains the Gemara, as it was Baraina, because it has to be a kedushin that is technically able to live with the woman. Because now he says, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to be asking a bunch of questions on Abaya and on Rava from various different cases of this argument.
Did the Gemara also explain that Abaya's logic?
No. And interesting, the halacha is a Kabaya. This is one of the six places in the entire Gemara when there's an argument Abaya and Rava, it's always like Rava. Except in six cases, this Gemara is going to say is one of the six, which is interesting. And what's interesting, Rava's opinion, they do explain. But no, because the end of the Gemara is, they ask a question on Rava from a Brice or a Mishnah, that he can't answer it. So they refute him with it. Okay, Tanan, the Gemara is going to try to figure out what the halacha is from our Mishnah and from different Mishnahs. Tanan, we learned like this. Mekadish Yisho Bito. If a man comes over to a woman and her daughter, right? And he does kedushin to both of them. Or, or a woman and her sister simultaneously. Now, the din is ena mekudeshes, right? Now, but what happens, what does the Mishnah say? If you do a mother and a daughter simultaneously, or two sisters simultaneously, it's no good, because you can't marry two sisters, you can't marry a mother and a daughter. Which implies, what happens if he only did one of the two? He didn't come over to a mother and a daughter and say, both of you. He came over to a mother and a daughter and said, one of you. Or he went over to two sisters and said, one of you become a kodeshes to me. Then the implication of the Mishnah is that it would be good. Because the Mishnah only says, if you did both of them simultaneously. Which means if you did them separately, you went over to a mother and a daughter, and you said, here's a coin, one of you are Mekudeshes to me. Or he went over to two sisters and said, one of you are Mekudeshes to me. The implication of the mission is that it would be good. So the question is, it implies that it's only when you do both together it's no good. But if you do one out of the two, it's good. Am I, the question is on Rava, is Kedushin Shem Mesud and Labia? Because when he comes over to two sisters, yeah, he says, one of you are Mekudeshes to me. The mission says it's good. We don't know which sister it is. Right? It's exactly the case that we learned before. Because the Mishnah only says, when is it no good? When you do the mother and the daughter together, or you do Kedusha with two sisters together. Then the Mishnah says it's no good. But it means if you did one of the two, it would be good. But I is Kedusha and Shem Mesudin Labi, because you don't know who's the sister and who is not. So the Gemara says, it seems to be a question on Rava's opinion. Because according to Rava, it is not a Kedushin. And in our Mishnah seems to imply that it is a Kedushin. So Amalach Rava, Rava says, hey, why are you only asking a question on me? It's a question on the Abaye too. Why? From the end of the Mishnah. Because Amos say, if you look at the end of the Mishnah, it says like this. Maise b'chamish noshim. There's a story with the Mishnah. We just learned this Mishnah. There's a story with five women. Ubehem shtei achis, and two of them were sisters. Remember, we just learned this case. And v'liket echad kokal shoteinim, and somebody took a basket of figs. V'shalahen haisa, it belonged to the women, but it was shvius. It was in a sabbatical year, so therefore they're ownerless. And he says, Avaman, he says, areikulchem mekudeshes li b'kalkalazu. What did the Mishnah say? The guy comes over to the girls, five women, takes a basket of figs, and he gives it to one of them, for all of them, and he says, all five of you are mekudeshes to me. And the problem is, two of them are sisters. Right? And he says, Amr HaChachamim, the Chachamim said, ein achis mekudeshes. The sisters are not a good kedushin. Why? Because he's simultaneously doing two sisters. So it's no good. By the way, if there would be five single girls, not related, all five would be married to him. Right? As long as there's a penny per girl. Let's say there's five girls and let's say that each fig is worth a pruta, let's say. And there were 10 figs, or 5 figs in that matter. And he says, all of your mekudeshes to me with these figs, all of them are his wife. Each one would need a get if they want to break up. But the problem over here is there's two sisters. You can't marry two sisters simultaneously, we learned, because you can't marry two sisters, right? So yet, he says like this, who's not Mekudeshes? The sisters. Achi is who the ain't Mekudeshes. Okay, so what does it say? The sisters are not married. But the other three, the strangers, are. He says, 1 minute. If he says, I want all of you to become married to me, it says, this is a very interesting, crazy din. If a guy, if I want you to acquire something, I say, here, take it. And you pick it up, you acquire it. What happens if I say, you and the donkey should acquire it? You're standing next to your donkey, yeah? In the olden times. Standing next to your donkey. I come over, give you, forget Kedushin. I come over and give you this book. I say, here, you and the donkey should acquire it. So the din is, nobody gets it. Not even the person. Why? Because I say both, and if the donkey can't acquire it, then neither can you. That's the din. Which makes sense. If I'm saying you and the donkey, basically I'm laughing at you. The din is, just like the donkey can't acquire it, so therefore we don't say, okay, the donkey not, but you yes. None of them. So Gemara asking this. There's five women, two are sisters. Those two are no good.